Testing.
So it don't squeal? I'll probably have to go in here. That's what happened last week when I tried to come in here. It started squealing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it did. I ain't out on it yet. It ain't. It's coming. It ain't.
Hey though, Gila comes and me wanna go home. Easy day, yeah, yo. Gila comes and me wanna go home. Easy day, yo. Showing me on there. Yeah.
Because last week when I tried it in here, when talking so close to each other, it was echoing back.
Yeah, you just joined.
And then when I went in there, I quit doing it.
There he is, Jackie. What is in growth? Hannah has joined. Huh? Hello, Hannah. Hello, Mr. Jackie Summers. Hello, Hannah. Hello, Jackie Summers. Welcome to the Kingdom Radio. Hey, Hannah, our daughter. Oh, is that Hannah? Oh, okay.
To this friend of mine.
Is this Hannah? Started a minute ago. Huh? Oh, I can't hear you. Hannah, Hannah, Hannah. Hello, Hannah, Hannah. Sinner, the lilies. Then you will. Sitter the lilies, and then you will grow. Starting in a minute, guys. I don't need to recognize the man in the mirror. You would share the broadcast, guys. Share, share, share. Share, share, share.
I can't stay the same. I wanna be different. I wanna be changed. Till all of me is gone, and all that remains is a fire so bright the whole world can see that there's something different. So come and be different in me. And I don't want to spend my life stuck in a pattern. And I don't wanna change this world, but lose what matters. So I'm giving up everything because I wanna be different. I wanna be changed till all of me is gone. And all that remains is a fire so bright. The whole world can sing.
Hi, Jackie. Check your, I don't know, I'm sending you an invite, brother. I don't know what's, there we go. Let's turn down that music a little bit. There we go. Good evening. We're waiting till a little bit more comes in here. You would, guys, share the broadcast. There we go. We'll give it just a little bit more, guys. People find this feed on Podbean Live. There's some more people probably will come in here in a second, so just give it a minute. Give it a minute. Yes, 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 yes. Well,
the spirit of truth is with us.
Yes, brother.
The spirit of truth is with us tonight.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Huh. There we go. Alrighty. We're going to give it just, let me share one more, guys, and we'll get started. I'm trying to share this broadcast. Oh, we got another person come in. Welcome, the favorite child. Welcome. I'm saying that right again. Welcome, welcome. We get started in just a minute. We're going to be talking about the end times. End time. We're living in the end times. End times. Trumpet. Baby, how do you spell trumpet? T-R-O?
T-R-U?
T-R-U?
M?
P? It. Trumpet. Okay. I got it again.
You got it written down.
Yes. Can y'all hear me okay, Jackie? I'm on this new mic I got. I don't know how good you can hear that, but. Do what? Oh, you're getting feedback?
Hey, brother, can you hear me?
Jackie, you need to turn your mic up just a little bit, brother. I don't know if you're doing it straight from your phone or these are we're just tweaking this thing. We'll get it straight in a little bit. Yeah, I can hear him a little bit though.
Can you hear me better, brother?
Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah.
Let you know, I can be on here for about 30 minutes, brother, and I'll have to run.
Okay, yeah. Whatever you did, brother, maybe you got close to your phone or something. I can hear you real good then.
Well, God told me this afternoon as I'm coming in, said tonight I'm going to give signs, wonders, and miracles tonight.
Yes. Let's see. Oh, let's see. All right, I guess we'll go ahead and get started here in a minute. Listeners, okay. There'll more jump on here. They come and go, brother. Some of them will stay, some of them will come, but they find us live on Podbeam, so they come and go. Some of them come and go, I guess. I'm going to start off with this. I'm going to start off with the trumpet of God. Let me see if I think this is recording or not, too. Yeah, this is recording. Anyways, I want to start it off to God spoke to me this morning about a trumpet. And we look at trumpet all through the Bible. And it says, every time a trumpet was sound, even in the Old Testament and the New Testament, it mentions trumpet in the Bible a lot. But any time God used a trumpet, it was a sign of judgment.
It was a sign of judgment.
Now I got some echo.
Now I got some echo.
Where am I getting that echo? Somewhere, I don't know. But it was a sign of judgment. And I want to read some of these scriptures and then we'll go to the next step. And Joshua 6:5 says it. And it shall come to pass, then when they make a long blast with a ram's horn, and will hear the sound of a trumpet. All the people shall shout with a great shout, and the walls of the city fell. And the people ascended, every man straightway before him. So we look at the walls of Jericho, where Joshua went around and to blow the trumpets and get the guards. It was a judgment on that city. Anytime God, hey, brother at the bottom, me, I guess, thank you for joining. We see judgment coming. Anytime God used trumpets in the Old Testament, they were judgment if it's in the head. Anytime God used a trumpet in the Old Testament, even in Joshua's days, I lost my place, guys. Give me a minute. The trumpet was a sign of judgment. Now, why did God show me this morning? It's because judgment is about to hit not only America, but the global. Because he used Donald Ray Trump to bring the judgment. Because Donald Ray Trump's last name is Trump. And I thought that was significant what he showed me. See, Joshua brought judgment on the city that was keeping captive to those people. And he said, march around the walls 7 times. God will always bring a man to bring judgment. Now, Pharaoh thought he had the children of Israel. The children of Israel was in captivity. But God used a man called Moses to go and set judgment. Now, God will always use a man to set judgment. What am I saying here? I'm saying that God is fixing to use prophets that's been undercover. Prophets is not well known. Apostles that's not well known. And by the way, apostles are first above prophets. Learn the order. If you don't have order in the kingdom of God, you're out of order. It's like God showed me a bubble gum machine, you put out of order on it. You're out of order. The bubble gum machine won't work, function right without it being in order. And that's the same way God's kingdom is. We got to get in order. Sometimes I'm a prophet, I'm an apostle. But see, if you're not where God wants you to be, then you're out of order. And that's where Moses come in and set judgment to the children of Israel. He set judgment by saying, Pharaoh, let my people go. And see, that's the same concept that Donald Ray Trump did to America. That's why America got under attack when Donald Ray Trump served 4 years in office. It come into a attack because Donald Ray Trump was setting judgment. He was the man that set judgment for God. He put things in order to set judgment. Why? Okay. When he was out of office, notice everything went down. He was setting judgment and bringing light on darkness. Anytime God brings light to darkness, there's always judgment. So even when Joshua, they used trumpets back then to set judgment. Okay, thank you, Lord. Even when the old Civil War used to have war back in the day, back in the 1800s, I guess, they all used trumpets to signify that they were fixing to attack. And that's the same reason I'm talking about tonight, that God used the trumpet for a sign that judgment is here. I want to read something to you before we go just a little bit further here. And this is good. I mean, I want to read something in the New Testament to you guys right quick. Won't take me but a second. Okay. I want to show you something here. A great voice. Hold on. I'm trying to get this right here. Okay, here we go. Okay, 1 Corinthians 15:52 says, in a mouth, in a twinkling of an eye, in the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised, the incorruptible, we shall be changed. Now, I want to go to that right quick. 15:51. Okay, I got it, guys. Just give me just a second. Okay, I want to read this all to you. This was so good. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In the moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ raised incorruptible, we shall be changed. For the corruptible must put on incorruption, and the mortality put on immortality. So what does that mean? God's going to give us a new body. God's going to give us a new body. Matter of fact, we already have a new body. We ain't walked in it yet. The trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. For the corruptible must put on the incorruptible. The mortality must put on immortality. What's that immortality? It's not human. Mortality is human. Immortality is not human. Do you know you've got a new body right now? Everybody does.
Amen.
We got a new body coming to us, Jackie. Your hair is going to look like 20 years old. My God.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Yeah. Our hair is going to look 20 years old. And when that incorruption puts on corruption, immortality, that means we're not human anymore. We're not flesh anymore. See, sin has brought all of this on to us anyways.
Amen.
So really, and it's what me and Jackie was talking about earlier today, the kingdom is different than the earth. But what God's trying to do is bring the kingdom down to the earth. And see, we got to learn that we're not immortal. We're mortality right now, but God wants us to become immortality. Otherwise, we can do supernatural things.
Amen, brother. Amen.
I mean, I ain't telling you to walk off your back porch tonight and go try to fly. I'm not telling you to do that. But you can raise the dead. That's immortality. That's things. And I say this, guys. I used to watch, what's them things we used to watch, Penny, on TV? Heroes. They're Spider-Man, Captain America. Let me tell y'all something. Them were biblical. Them characters on there are biblical. Let me tell you why. Because God created us to do the same things. Why do you think Jesus come down here and walked on water? We can walk on water. We just don't have the faith to do it. We don't have the immortality to imagine who we really are. See, we wasn't really mortality. We was immortality before we met immortality. See, Satan introduced us to this worldly stuff, and that's all we know. See, that's why Jeremiah said he has formed you in your mother's womb even before you was born. See, we were already in heaven before we even got there.
Come on, brother.
So see, what God is saying to us tonight is he wants this stuff to be immortality. Otherwise, what God's trying to do is bring the garden back, guys. He's trying to bring the garden back. He's trying to bring where he came down in the garden in fellowship with Adam and Eve, and they both were naked. Let me tell you something. They were naked and unashamed.
Amen, brother.
They didn't know sin. They didn't know death. They didn't know flu, cold, sneezing. They didn't know all that. They didn't know what sickness even was. Because sickness is brought forth death. And when death is finished, it brings forth, when sin is finished, it brings forth death. When sin, because the wages of sin is what? Death. So when you got a cold, when you got the sniffles, that is a form of death. God never gave you the sniffles. God never gave you high blood pressure. God didn't even know what that was. No. Till sin came in the picture.
Adam.
Adam and Eve touched the forbidden fruit.
Come on, come on, come on.
And that's what happened to our bodies. We began to take on this sin, and even in Noah's day, God had to shorten man's day because of sin. Now watch this. I'm going to blow your mind. Now, everybody says you cannot see God and live. In Exodus, it said that God seen his back parts and everybody seen the, and Isaiah seen the train, his robe. He's seen the back parts of God, but nobody has seen God's face unless they live. The reason why God couldn't look at mankind no more after sin, they only heard his voice, Jack. And the reason why they couldn't look upon his face, because of sin. But now that we got Jesus that died on the cross, we can be reconciled back to the Father.
Amen. Amen.
Good. And see, he's bringing the garden back. The immortality we used to walk in. Brother, I'm telling you what. We used to live thousands and thousands of years. I asked God there, I said, God, why did Methuselah live so long? Why did he live so long? And why don't we live so short? He said, because sin has got more abounded.
That's true.
See, over the years, sin has got more abounded. And it even says in the scripture, in the last days, and I think it's in 1 Peter, he said, in the last days, men's hearts shall grow cold and sin will abound. That means sin will be everywhere, Jackie.
That's right, brother.
And that's why people are so wrapped up in sin. It's took their bodies over. People are dying at young ages because of sin.
Amen, brother.
Now, don't get me wrong. What is sin? Sin is something you know not to do, but them to know to not to do it is sin to who? It's sin to you. When God told you not to touch the forbidden fruit, you don't go over and touch it.
Amen.
It's what it is boiled down to, brother. It's boiled down to walking in disobedience.
That's true.
See, God wants his children to be obedient.
Amen.
Be obedient. And when we live in the flesh, we're not obedient because it's a form of rebellious. Everything in the flesh is disobedient. But when we walk in the Spirit, he said, if you're going to live in the Spirit, walk in it. What is he saying? Do not mortify the things of the flesh because it is death. That's why we got to get out of this flesh, man. We got to kill the flesh daily. You got to get up every day and slap your face and say, you ain't getting your way today. This is God's temple.
Good teaching, brother.
This is God's temple. This is God's temple.
Good teaching. Good teaching.
God's temple. God wants us to, well, here we go. Let me read this to you. So when the corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and the mortality shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass, saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
Oh, brother, that's the rhema word. There's that rhema word. That's your rhema word.
So when the mortality shall be put on immortality, then brought to pass saying it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin. The sting of death is sin. And the strength of sin is the law. And thanks be to God, which has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So see, Jesus died to give us victory over our flesh. So you don't have no excuse to live in bondage no more. Let me tell you something. There's not a thing, Brother Jackie, that we cannot overcome. It said in Revelation, those who overcome by the word of the what? Testimony and the what? Blood. You overcame by the blood. It wasn't what you done. It wasn't what you still do. It's what he's already done. But we got to walk in.
Amen. He said we can do all things through him.
That's right. But here's the thing. We got a choice to make. And it's very simple. We got a choice still to make. It's that simple. Choose this day who you may serve.
Come on, Brother Jason.
See, even when Jesus has already laid it out for us and all we got to do is walk in it, now God said, choose this day.
Yes.
What's going to happen is people think they're going to live like the devil and then inherit the kingdom of God, brother. It's not so, because you cannot serve two masters. Either you love the one or hate the other. Either you cling to one or cling to the other. You can't serve two masters.
That's right.
You've got to either come into agreement with the spirit, or you're going to have to come into agreement with this flesh. And I'm going to tell you something. You ain't going nowhere with this flesh. Because the flesh do mortify the things of sin. And when sin is brought forth, it becomes death. But when we're in the spirit, Brother Jackie, we have life, and it says death. Where is your sting now?
My God, brother.
And I like this. I'm going to say this. When my wife was having her heart attack type thing with her heart, God spoke to me. He said, she can't die. she can't die. I said, Lord, what are you saying? She's having a heart attack. He said, you don't understand. She can't die. Even though the body dies, the spirit lives. And even when the spirit lives, it'll come on to a new body anyway. See, we're going to get a new body. Right. I just read it to you. The immortality will come on with the immortality. Otherwise, brother, it'll be a new body.
Come on, Brother Jason. You're laying a foundation, brother.
See, we will have a new body, and the new Jerusalem will come down, and everything will become new.
Come on, brother.
See, everybody worries about my tattoos and all this stuff on my body. Let me tell you something. All this stuff don't really matter, because God is doing a new thing. See, mm-hmm. Jesus still had the piercings in his hand, but God left them there just to remind us what he done for us. Mm-hmm. And Jesus has still got those piercings in his hand. And the reason why God left them there is because just to remind us and not doubt with what he done for us. Just like Joshua left those 12 stones when they went over the Jordan, he said, I want you to leave these 12 stones here for remembrance. See, sometimes we forget what God has done. And that's like God told me to drive my wife's van sometimes so I won't forget where God brought me from. Because sometimes we forget where God brought us from and we get all high-minded.
Ruffling some people's feathers, brother.
See, sometimes you forget where God brought you from and you get all high-minded, and God has to remind you, listen, I brought you out of the garbage can too.
Ooh, come on, brother.
And then we don't have compassion, Brother Jackie, on nobody, because we got it all together now. Well, guess what? When God found you, you didn't have nothing together.
That's right, brother. That's right.
Hello, Joshua. Mm-hmm. Papa. Thank you for joining, brother. Brother Jackie, elaborate on what we're saying tonight, brother. Liberate.
Oh, my Lord, brother. You set the foundation. Now, I want to water it a little bit. Think on this. The day when they went to the tomb,
Did they find a body? Did they find a body?
No.
They found a resurrection body, and his name was Jesus Christ. See, the body, see, no flesh and blood was there, my brothers and sisters. He rose from the grave, but it wasn't no fleshly body. It was a resurrecting body. See, that's what he's been. That's what Brother Jason is talking about, a resurrection body in us. And then think of this. I want to use Galatians 25 and Galatians 3:25, and I say Galatians 5:23-24. See, it talks about the nine fruits, but under that said no sin. It talks about no sin. See, that means we can walk sinless. How? Like what the brother was saying, crucifying the flesh, crucifying the understanding. See, we, a body of believers, we can crucify the flesh through the Spirit of God. See, it's up to, see, we have a free will choice, but my choice is to serve the Lord. See, I thank God for this resurrection body in me. See, when the Holy Spirit took his in you, that's a part of that resurrection body. Remember that. Said, me and my Father shall come and take our abode in you. That's a part of that resurrection body. See, God wants us to walk in the temple of the Holy Spirit. Walk in the temple of the Holy Spirit. What did the disciples in the time of Jesus in let me get that scripture right. It's in It's in the brother. The devil wants to fight, but he's not going to win. Because the scripture says, "Greater is he is in you, and he is in the world." Greater. See, greater is the Lord in us. And that, see, that's that temple the brother's talking about. See, we can walk in a glorified body in the Spirit in God. See, that Spirit is God Almighty living with us. See, Brother Jason said a while ago about his wife. See, she'll never die. Why? Because God gave you a promise. You shall never die, and you shall inherit the kingdom of God. There we go. Well, I just said something. The kingdom of God in you. The kingdom of God in you. See, that's it. See, he said, I'll take a boat in you. That's the kingdom of God. That's the inheritance of the kingdom. And brother, we walk in the kingdom. We walk in the revelation of Jesus. See, when we walk in the revelation of Jesus, we walk with the Son and the Father. See, the Father is giving us more life. And you know, did you know, since we know the Son, we can know the Father? We can see him face to face. Through the Spirit of God. We can see him. We can see him. But see, you've got to want to see him. You've got to want to know him. You've got to have that relationship with him. And see, if we don't have that relationship, that covenant walk with him, and we will, that's the flesh. Again, that's the flesh. And see, we walk out of the flesh, walk in the Spirit, like the brother said. If you walk in the Spirit, you can live in the Spirit. Did you know God said we are his sons? See, we're sons of God. If we're sons, we're heirs and joint heirs with Jesus and the Father. See, again, there's the Spirit. That's living the life of God. I'm going to share something I told Brother Jason about a year ago. God took me out of my body, took me into the New Jerusalem. And he allowed me to see the New Jerusalem. And I seen the New Jerusalem. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. So beautiful. I seen the, see, it's 24 gates there in that city. 24 gates. See, that's the 12 apostles and 12, the 12 patriarchs. See, that's what it says from the throne of God. The 24 elders. That's the same thing. See, God is making us an elder in his kingdom by the Spirit. He's making us elder. See, we are walking with him, through him, and around him through the Spirit of God, through the Spirit of the understanding. And see, that's how we walk, Brother Jason. And see, if we don't do anything else, know this night, God is looking for you. He's wanting you to come back and walk in the garden with him again. It's yes. Your brother.
And really, oh, that's got an echo again. There we go. And really, we don't realize this, but God is trying to get us to walk in the supernatural. See, we don't realize, but God is trying to get us to tap into the Spirit and walk. And that's what he said, if you live in the Spirit, why don't you just walk in it? See, you can live in something, but not walk in.
There you go.
Otherwise, I live in this house, but if I don't get up and walk in it, what good is it? What is he saying? He said, the kingdom of God must be in action. It must be in power. We can preach this all day long, but it ain't going to do no good unless you see the blind see and the deaf hear and the dumb walk. I mean, we got to demonstrate it.
Amen, brother.
You can't just live in it. You got to do it.
Amen.
See, Jesus went about good healing all what? Manner of sickness. Why did he heal manner of sickness? Because sickness is death. And he came to destroy death. He said, death, where is your sting? Followed up in victory. What God is looking for is a great awakening in us that wants to take place tonight.
Come on, brother.
God wants us to be awoke so we can be used of him to raise the dead. We don't have to be Smith Wigglesworth. We don't have to be Al-Alcor. We don't have to be these people.
No, no.
All we got to do is tap into what God is doing. See, God is doing it right now, but our problem is we ain't tapped in.
Come on, brother.
We're standing here waiting on God. We're waiting on God. God's waiting on us.
That's it, Brother James.
God's saying, listen, I done laid this out for you. All you got to do is tap in and use it. I done laid this out for you. When you see somebody sick, you speak to that sickness and it's gone. When you see somebody dead, go over and punch them in the stomach and shake them. Whatever you got to do, because you got the power of God in you and there's no death can reign around you. Let me tell you something. When Jesus saw a dead man, you know what he said? He said, Lazarus, come forth. Why? Because he had victory over death. Let me tell you something. God didn't create death, Jackie. God didn't create high blood pressure. God didn't create diabetes. So if God didn't create it, then who is it from?
The devil.
It's from Satan himself. He's come to kill, steal, and destroy. And how does he do it? Through death. The death angel came through the city. But what saved some of them? The blood. Let me tell you something. There's no death in God. God is a living God. He's the living God. There's no death in him. So Satan created death. And that's why Satan thought he had Jesus on the cross with the death angel. He says, oh, I got you now. I'm going to kill you. But what he failed to realize is that God gave him victory over death, hell, and the grave.
Ooh, my Lord, my Lord.
When God gave him that keys and he was in the center of hell, he said, God said, all right. He said, this man died and shed the blood. I saw the blood come before me and I'm giving... death, hell, and the grave. Do you know tonight you got authority over death, hell, and the grave? You know the power that relies on us. You got power over all the power of the enemy. There's no by anything before thee. You know, that's one thing that woman told me the other day, Brother Jackie. She said, no evil will befall thee. You know why? Because I got the master in here. See, when you got the master right beside you, listen, death can't touch you.
Come on, brother.
You might get the sniffles, but it ain't going to rule and reign. It's not going to make you sick. It's not going to beat because it's not of God. Now, I'm not saying Satan won't throw this stuff on you. He will try to destroy everything God's trying to put into you. Matter of fact, he's going to come back and steal this world tonight. He's going to steal this word from you. He's going to say, don't believe all that stuff. You can't walk in that. Yes, you can. Brother Jackie, you know, your ministry's going to grow so fast, brother. You know how it's going to grow? It's going to grow with signs, miracles, and wonders.
Amen, Brother Jackie.
Brother, I'm going to tell you something. When the lame and the dead rise in your ministry, you watch how fast it grows. You know why? Because it's power. It's not a word. The kingdom of God is not done in a word. It's done in power.
Yes, Brother Jackie.
But let me show y'all something. I got to go to this right quick. I got to go just right quick. I got to show you something. Matthew chapter 6. I got to go to this. Matthew chapter 6. I think I'm going to buy this CD myself. All right, Matthew chapter 6. Here we go. Our Father, Matthew 6, verse 9. After this manner pray ye, Our Father art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Now listen what he says right here. This is powerful right here. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You got to understand, God is trying to get what's in heaven right now to the earth. But he says, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. So see, deliverance must happen for you to walk in this kind of power. For thine is the kingdom and thine is the power. Now, thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. There's three dimensions that he mentions right here. The kingdom, power, and glory. You got to walk in the kingdom first. You got to learn kingdom principles. You got to learn the kingdom. What was the Bible say? Seek ye first what? The kingdom. Erebo Shakaya. You got to learn the kingdom first. Before you ever get the power. My God. Maybe y'all get that here in a minute. You've got to learn the kingdom principles first before you can walk in this kind of power. But when you learn the kingdom, God is going to give you the power. What power is that? Power to raise the dead. Power to cast out demons. Power to heal the sick. Listen, he'll give you this power. But you got to learn the kingdom first. The power, and when he gives you the power, he'll give you the glory of it. Listen here, and the glory forever and amen. So there's three dimensions that he mentions right here, the kingdom, power, and glory. But see, the problem is with that, God will not share his glory with no man. He will not share his glory with no man. But see, you must first learn the kingdom of God. Jesus talks about the kingdom all the time. He said the kingdom of God, just like Jackie said, well, go, is in you. If it's in you, then it needs, every time Jesus healed somebody, he said the kingdom of God has come upon you. So what is the kingdom of God? I'm gonna say it in a few words. The kingdom of God, God's kingdom, there's no sickness. In God's kingdom, I'm telling you what the kingdom of God is. In the kingdom of God, there's no sickness. There's no such thing as diabetes. There's no such thing as high blood pressure. There's no such thing as death. Why? Because death cannot reign in the kingdom of God. See, that's why death could not stay around Jesus. Because, I mean, honest with you, brother, this kind of power, you can put hospitals out of business. You can put them out of business. Why is that? Because when you're walking in this kind of power, there's no death has its sting. But you've got to learn kingdom principles. You've got to learn how to walk in the kingdom of God. Okay, if I don't learn the kingdom, then really, if I don't learn how to live in the kingdom, then I don't know who I am in the kingdom. So you got to learn who you are in the kingdom. First of all, you're not an apostle. Second of all, you're not a prophet. Get rid of all this earthly stuff because the church is not in the kingdom. The church was built to equip us for the kingdom. My God. The church was equipped to equip us for the kingdom. It was not to get us to the kingdom. It was to equip us for the kingdom. Why am I saying that? Because Jesus come down and showed us how to walk in the kingdom. He said, listen, you know, you can say to a mountain, be moved, and it will move. I don't think he was demonstrating some orchestra or anything. He was telling us what we could do. He said, greater works you do than I go to the Father. Brother Jackie, he was down here training us. He was down here teaching us who we are and what we are capable of doing. The biggest deception in the church today is this. They don't know who they are. And they don't know whose they are. And they don't really know what kind of power they can tap into because the enemy has lied to them so many years. Lied to them.
Amen, brother.
Oh, you can't cast out that devil. Can you? For real. You can't do these things Jesus done. You can't speak. Let me tell you something. I told a man the other day, this boy was in a coma. I told this man the other day, I said, y'all need to put some water around this boy and he's going to come out. I said, he's going to come out of that coma. They didn't listen to me, Jackie. They just looked at me like I was goofy or something. You know,
I hear you.
You didn't listen to instructions. Anytime Jesus, watch this. Anytime Jesus commanded the dead and Lazarus to come forth, there was always an instruction before it happened. Like the woman that was healed of the issue of blood. Always instruction. Go dip in the pool of Siloam. Boom, they got healed.
Amen, brother.
Always an instruction. So I told them to take the water and sprinkle it on that boy as a point of contact, and God was going to take him out of that coma. They didn't believe it. So I said, well, I sent the word, Lord. They didn't. See, God sent his word and healed
them. Amen, brother.
I sent the word. They didn't receive it. Not everybody's going to receive it. And sometimes it's a word from God, but it's who it's coming from that they don't receive it.
Yes, yes, brother.
Because they look, and I'm going to get in this just for a second. They look at people's faults instead of their position in God.
Amen. Been there, brother.
Let me tell you something. When God saw the woman that committed adultery, he looked at her. Well, matter of fact, he didn't look at her. I'm sorry. He looked at the sand. Why did he look at the sand? Because he remembered the covenant that he made with Abraham. He said, your descendants will be like the sand of the sea. So he looked at the sand instead of her sin because God looks at the promise. He don't look at your sin.
Come on, Brother Jason.
Because if he focused on your sin, you'll never come out of it. Because let me tell you something. Worst thing in the world, Brother Jackie, is somebody to nag me and nag me and nag me. You know you're sinning, don't you? Yeah, I know I'm sinning. I'm just sinning 150 times. You know what? Leave me alone. I can't stand a person to nag, nag, nag. You know, because really, that ain't getting nothing done. So what God decided to do to deliver this body of us out of sin is he decided to love us out of sin. Because what does the Bible say? Love covers a what? Multitude. He decided to use love, Brother Jackie, to pull us out of our sin. Instead of nag, 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 nag. He decided to use L-O-V-E to pull us out of our sin. Let me tell you something. God will love you and you'd be the baddest person. You know, in 1999, he took me out of my body. When he took me out of my body, I was living in sin, Brother Jack. I just slept with a girl night before last. I said, Lord, why would you come to a sinful man like me? But you know what? He did, because God loves us. And he don't even look at the sin. We look at the sin. We condemn our own sin. God does not concentrate on our sin like we do. He concentrates on loving us out of our sin, because God can love you and you can be the baddest person in the world. So here's the thing tonight, guys. Here's the thing. Hello, Howard. Here's the thing tonight. We got to quit nagging people in their sin and just love them anyways. Because I'm going to tell you something. Loving somebody does not mean you participate in their sin. I'm not saying it. You do not participate in someone else's sin because you say you love them. But you be there for them regardless. It don't mean you have to participate with them.
Amen. Well, brother, I'm leaving. I gotta go.
All right, brother. Thank you, brother. Good evening. But we got to, come into an agreement of love. To love each other instead of condemn each other. We cannot live a life of condemning people, because you got to realize something. You know, God could have left you a long time ago, but he didn't. Why didn't he? Because he still saw something in you that you didn't see in yourself. He loved you through your flaws, your failures, and that's what changes us. It's not condemning us, but loving us through our sins that changed us. Once I was a sinner, now I'm found. You know, God don't want us to continue in sin. That's not what I'm saying. But love to help us walk out of sin. And that's what we need to do. We need to love each other. Encourage one another. Well, guys, that's all I have for this afternoon. Howard has joined. Howard, that's all that's joined. Anyways, that's all I have. God bless y'all. Thank y'all for coming on. Yeah, let's see. That's about all I have. I think that's all. No, it ain't. Hold on. We're not just going to end just yet. Give me a minute. Let's go back to... we'll go back to Corinthians, guys. I think it was Corinthians chapter 5, I believe. That's where I was reading that. Chapter 5, I believe. Chapter 5. Well, I can't find it right now. Well, maybe he didn't want me to read it. Okay, that's it, guys. That's all we have tonight. God bless all. See y'all another time. God bless.